Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
BS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station, News Radio 105.9 and WBBMNewsRadio.com.
8:03, finally Friday. So good to have you along with us. Just ahead of the weekend, I'm Cisco Cotto.
And I'm Mai Martinez. It is currently 63 degrees in Chicago under mostly sunny skies. We'll have a little bit of clouds mixing in with that sunshine. Could also see a spotty late-day shower, especially along the lakefront. We're headed to a high near 70 degrees tonight, partly cloudy and brisk. Could also see some more stray showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in northwest Indiana. Low of 50 degrees. We'll get more details ahead in the AccuWeather 5-day forecast coming up at 8:15.
Our top local story on WBBM, a man is recovering after being shot last night near a Blue Line station on the northwest side. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Chicago police say a 34-year-old man was standing outside the Logan Square station along the Blue Line when someone got out of a car and shot him. It was around 10:20 and the man was hit in the lower back. Bullet casings littered the ground. Paramedics took the man to the hospital in good condition. No one is in custody. This comes just days after four passengers were fatally shot on a Blue Line train in Forest Park. 30-year-old Ronnie Davis has been charged with their murders. Two unions of transit employees want to bring back the CTA's dedicated police force. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Meantime, Park Ridge police have issued a community alert concerning a man who they say has committed battery on young girls.
The man is alleged to have grabbed the rear ends of juvenile girls on the street on at least two occasions, once as he rode a bicycle and once as he was jogging. The incidents occurred in the uptown area. A surveillance camera image of the man shows him riding a bicycle. You can't see his face clearly. Police describe the man as 30 to 45 years old, medium to heavy set build with red facial hair and tattoos on both arms. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A bicyclist who was the victim of a hit and run last month on the west side has died.
Chicago police say the 55-year-old bicyclist was hit by a car while riding in the 3500 block of West Washington Boulevard in the East Garfield Park neighborhood nearly 2 weeks ago. Police are still trying to figure out who was driving the 1997 blue Lincoln Town Car. Police say he appeared to be an African-American man who is about 50 years old and has gray facial hair. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office identifies the victim as John Ward, who lived a few blocks away from where he was hit. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Despite having to devote resources to protect the Democratic National Convention, Chicago police say the number of violent crimes in the city continued declining last month. According to CPD statistics, the number of homicides in the city last month was 12% lower than in August of last year. 29th Ward Alderman Chris Taliaferro heads the City Council's Police and Fire Committee. He praised Police Superintendent Larry Snelling's approach to reducing violence.
The numbers reflect hard work. The numbers reflect that what Superintendent Snelling is putting into place and his programs, his initiatives, it reflects that they're working. And I'm very proud of the men and women.
Taliaferro says the numbers also reflect increased cooperation between police and Chicago residents, which he says plays a key role in reducing violent crime in the city.
After a UPS semi-truck shredded its roof going under a railroad viaduct in Little Village, thieves tried to steal the packages. This was just before noon yesterday. Chicago police say the semi struck the viaduct. It caused damage to the truck. It wasn't yet clear how the incident happened. Afterward, there was a massive effort by several UPS drivers and tow truck employees to get the packages onto a new truck. However, police say around 15 people just started stealing packages from the truck. It wasn't clear how many were taken. No one is in custody.
Illinois U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he is hopeful that the government will respond better to the latest school mass shooting in Georgia, but he admits the odds are against it.
Senator Dick Durbin doesn't deny that after so many school shootings and other mass shootings like the one in Highland Park, there's a lot of talk about gun laws, but little is done. So what will it take for change?
An election. An election that elects people to office who finally say enough. This is not only an embarrassment, it's a heartbreak on a regular basis in the United States, how we rationalize the availability of guns to people who should never be even near them or own them.
The Springfield Democrat says he is hopeful, though. At an unrelated event, he said he thinks political forces are growing on this issue and parents are tired of sending children to school worrying if they might not come home. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Residents say they're being priced out of their homes near the Obama Center, and they want the city to offer more affordable housing protections.
We tilled the ground, we planted the seeds, which produce roots.
Christiana Powell was evicted from her Woodlawn home just last week after an undisclosed change to her mortgage plan made it cost prohibitive. She had lived in that home for more than 60 years and says her family was one of the first black families moving into Woodlawn in the 1950s. She's now among a coalition of South Shore, Hyde Park, and Woodlawn residents who believe the banks and developers are working together in a land grab near the Obama Center as property taxes and rents begin to skyrocket.
And now that there is a harvest, we're being told we're not allowed to come to the table. How dare you? We're not asking to come to the table, and we're not demanding to come to the table. We're going to take our place at the table.
Brandon Eisen, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Hellenic Pride will take center stage this weekend at the annual Taste of Greektown. Kostos Vitogiannis and his staff will be firing up the grill and setting up tents outside Mr. Greek Gyros on what is their busiest weekend of the year. Vitogiannis says the business has been at the corner of Jackson and Halsted since the 70s, and starting today, they'll be serving up some of their old favorites.
On the menu is going to be our famous Gyro sandwich, and of course the chicken and the pork kebabs that are marinated to perfection. We're going to have some lamb chops. We're going to have baklava cheesecake. We're going to have baklava Greek salads. So it's just going to be all variety for everybody.
Among the events for the 24th annual Taste of Greektown include a gyro eating contest, music, and traditional Greek dancing. The festival runs through Sunday.
Sports, here's Josh Liss.
Good morning. Baltimore only has a few seconds left, down 7 on opening night in Kansas City.
His arm throws in the end zone. It's caught in the back of the end zone with the feet down. Likely got it. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown, Baltimore!
Yeah, Kevin Harlan saw it. Westwood won. But wait, the Ravens have tied the game and can win it with a two-point conversion? Or do the referees turn to instant replay and find receiver Isaiah Likely has a toe on the back line?
Runner's toe hit out of bounds. It's an incomplete pass. The game is over. Kansas City has won.
Toe, no. 27-20 Chiefs. Likely's digit was only an inch out of bounds.
That's on me, man. I got to get both feet in. You know, I harp on myself to, you know, catch everything, make sure everybody put us in the best possibility. So I'll take, you know, responsibility next time I get my feet.
And in a crowded suite high above the action, Taylor Swift. She sings for a living. Tight end Travis Kelce's girlfriend cheered throughout the game. Caleb Williams, number 13 jersey, is being retired at USC. Won a Heisman in his two seasons at Southern Cal. Bears opener coming Sunday. Highly anticipated. Green Bay, Philly, and Brazil tonight. Northwestern, Duke on the lakefront. The Cubs turn to Jordan Wicks against the Yankees at 1:20. The White Sox and Red Sox are in Boston, and the Sky and Sparks are here tonight. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Before summer ends in Chicago, a favorite food festival returns.
Taste of Chicago takes place in Grant Park September 6th, 7th, and 8th from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. More than 50 food vendors will offer meats, treats, drinks, and desserts from many cultures. There will be three music stages and a family village with games and activities. While you have to pay for the food, admission to the Taste of Chicago is free. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The government is fighting the proposed Kroger-Albertsons grocery store merger, and leaders of the companies are defending the deal.
The two companies announced the merger nearly 2 years ago, but the Federal Trade Commission and several states, including Oregon and Washington, have sued to block that merger. Testifying in a Portland courtroom, Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen said the merger would bring lower prices, saying the new company would be able to become more competitive with other retailers like Walmart, Costco, and Amazon. John Eric Smith for CBS News, Portland, Oregon.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.